Well, there's a lot of seats up here in front.
前面有很多的座位。
We make it a habit of calling on those in the back row. So the safest place to sit is in the front row.
请大家先坐到前座来，要不然要叫名字。
Before we begin our Sunday school time, let's just ask the Lord to speak during this half hour.
在我们开始成人主日学以前，我们就求主在这段时间里与我们一同说话。
Father, this morning we're already thankful that you've come into our presence.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你，今天早上你来与我们同在。
And we're reminded again this morning as we came before the table that it's only through your blood that we're allowed to come into your presence.
我们今天在你饼杯的面前，我们再次想起主，只有借着你的宝血，我们才能够进到你的同在里。
But the blood of our Lord Jesus has made provision so that we can walk boldly right now into your throne room.
因着你的宝血，我们今天可以坦然无惧的进到你的施恩宝座前。
But Father, again, we need your mercy for this half hour.
亲爱的天父，我们需要你的怜悯。
If you do not speak by your Holy Spirit, we do not understand.
若是你不借着圣灵向我们说话，我们就不能明白。
Anoint our ears and our tongue.
求你膏我们的耳朵与我们的舌。
That we might hear from heaven.
让我们能够听见从天上来的声音。
In Jesus' name, amen.
靠主耶稣的名。
Amen. Let's turn to the book of Hebrews and continue our study in Hebrews 9.
那我们继续读希伯来书第九章。
Hebrews 9.
希伯来书第九章。
Does anyone remember why this book was written?
有没有人还记得说为什么要写这一卷书呢？
Anytime we look at a book in the Bible, it's very important to have some type of understanding why the book was written.
当我们在读圣经的时候，若是我们能够明白说为什么那一卷书要这样子写的话，是很有帮助的。
Why was this book written to the Hebrews?
为什么要写这要把这本书写给希伯来人？
What was the condition of the Hebrews, the Hebrew people?
希伯来人当时的光景是如何？
I hear someone behind me talking.
They had to go back they had gone to Christianity, now they want to go back to Judaism.
他们已经得救但是他们还想要回到他们犹太教的里面。
And why did they want to go back into Judaism?
他们为什么要再回到他们犹太教里？
What was the reason?
什么原因？
Jim?
They were under great pressure.
因为他们受到很大的逼迫，压力。
They were under great persecution, great pressure.
他们受到很大的逼迫。
I don't think they were unlike us. We all like to take the easy road.
他们就跟我们一样，我们都喜欢走比较容易走的道路。
And it seemed like under Judaism, there wasn't the pressure that there was under Christianity.
在犹太教底下，他们就没有这样子的压力。不像他们在基督教里面有受到这么大的压力。
So then the writer of the Hebrews comes along with a word of encouragement saying,Remember, there is a superior way.
希伯来的作者就来跟他们说一些激励的话，让他们看见有一个超越这一切的。
And our brother has been emphasizing in this class the last couple months different facets of Christ as being the superior way.
我们的弟兄在过去几个月都一直强调一个基督是超越一切的。
The writer is showing us that there's a better way.
作者一直让我们看见有一个更美的路。
Not necessarily an easier way.
并不见得是一个容易的道路。
The way of the cross can be a difficult way.
十字架道路也许是一个蛮艰难的路。
But it is definitely the only way where we can have peace and joy.
但是这是我们这确定确实我们唯一的道路。
And much more important, it's the only place where we can live in the presence of God.
也是我们唯一能够活在神的同在中。
Now last week, our brother gave us a little outline here of what we've been studying.
上一个礼拜我们弟兄给我们一点的大纲。
I won't try and interpret the Chinese.
我不会想试着要解释这些中国字。
But since the fall of man, we've had this continual problem, this big separation between God and man.
自从人堕落以后，我们人与神之间就有一个很大的距离。
But God has put in His plan a way in which these two can once again have fellowship.
但是神却为我们开了一条路，所以人与神能够再次有交通。
Let me ask you a question. Why the tabernacle in the Old Testament?
让我问你们一个问题：为什么在旧约的时候有帐幕
？Why the temple?
为什么要有圣殿
？What is God's purpose? Why are there volumes, book after book? Chapter after chapter written on the tabernacle and on the temple.
这神的旨意是什么呢？为什么有这么多的书卷都在讲到帐幕跟会幕的事
What's the reason for that?
That was because that was the only way man can come to God.
Well, that's the only way man can come before God.
这是人唯一可以来到神面前的路。
And we could say that the other way, it's the only way God could come to man.
我们也可以反过来说，这也是唯一的路，神可以来亲近人，就近人。
God has always had in His plan the idea, the thought of companionship with man.
神在他的旨意里面一直愿意与人成为同伴。
That's part of His eternal plan.
这是他永远旨意的一部分。
But man broke that off, separated.
但是人把这个却切断了。
And so in the seventh chapter of Hebrews, chapter 7, we looked at the priesthood.
在希伯来书第七章里，我们就看到祭司的职分。
An important factor for connecting God with man.
这它也是一个很重要的一个因素，把神与人连接在一起。
Last week, our brother shared with us the covenant.
那上一周，我们弟兄与我们交通到
Yeah. And then this week, the ninth chapter, and even a lot of the tenth chapter, is on the subject of blood.
今天这第九章和第十章的大部分都是讲到血。
And as we have sung this morning, and it has been said by many prayers this morning, there is one person, Jesus Christ, worthy as the Lamb, who made it possible. He was worthy to connect God with man and man with God.
就像今天早上我们所唱的诗歌与许多人的祷告，主耶稣基督他是唯一他是一个被杀的羔羊，然后他是唯一成为神与人之间的一个连接。
So for the next few minutes, we're just going to concentrate on a very familiar word, the blood.
所以我们下面就要注意这一个字，血。
It's a word that I heard said many times this morning while we were worshiping.
当今天早上我们在播饼的时候，这个字也是我一直听到的。
There's a danger when we have such important words like blood that they become too familiar.
有时候当我们对这一个血这个字那么熟悉的时候，也会有一点危险。
That they lose their simplicity.
那我们就失去了它那个简单的意思。
There's a danger that they lose their daily practicality.
那我们也失去了每天实际应用的实际的应用。
To live in the presence of God every day, every moment of the day means the absence of frustration.
若是我们要活在神的同在里面，那我们就是要不能够有每天很焦躁的情绪。
The absence of fear.
没有惧怕的光景。
The absence of disappointment.
或者是失望的光景。
But this is only accomplished through the blood of the Lord Jesus.
只有借着主耶稣基督的宝血，这个才能够成全。
The blood sin is what keeps us separated from living in the presence of God during the day, or the presence of God living in us.
那个罪恶就是使我们不能够活在神的同在里面。
And yet we sang this morning that sin has been taken care of, has been covered by blood.
那今天早上我们就唱到诗歌说我们的罪已经被宝血所遮盖。
Now for us to consciously, sometimes many times a day, to recognize in our mind that we need the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, doesn't seem like the thing to be doing when we're out in the workplace.
当我们在外面工作的时候，要让我们想到说我们的罪已经被主耶稣基督的宝血遮盖的时候，好像有时候不太可能。
We would rather talk to our supervisor and say, we have got to have a meeting and get this thing squared. We have a problem here. But to whisper to the Lord, Lord, cover me with your blood in this area. I am frustrated. Is really often the last thing we think of.
我们常常就想说跟我们的老板说我们应该一起开会讨论这件事情而不是亲身的对主说我需要你的宝血来遮盖。
If we have an exam Tuesday morning, we have a paper due Wednesday morning, the most natural thing to do is to begin to fear and fret and complain, I've got 48 hours, how am I going to get this done?
若是我们星期二早上要交一个报告或者星期三要交一个报告星期二有个考试的话我们常常就会很着急也很惧怕说我怎么能够把这些做完呢
Which doesn't help resolve the situation at all. We still have 48 hours. It's not going to get longer by complaining. In fact, it gets short by claiming the blood of the Lord Jesus to do away with that fear. We can then enter in with wisdom to the task that's before us.
我们还是需要只有48个小时来预备那不会因着我们的抱怨这个时间会加长它只会缩短所以我们实在是需要主耶稣基督的宝血来遮盖来帮助我们。
But this little introduction on the blood, let's just read about three or four verses in Hebrews 9.
那我们就一起来读希伯来书第九章里面几节圣经。
9:7.
第九章第七节。
But into the second part, the high priest went alone. That would be into the Holy of Holies. Once a year, not without blood. In other words, he took blood, which he offered for himself and for the people's sins committed in ignorance.
至于第二层帐幕，唯有大祭司一年一次独自进去，他是进到至圣所。没有不带着血，那就表示他是带着血进去的，为自己和百姓的过错献上。
We're not going to get back to this verse again, so let me just make a comment that I really appreciated.
我们不会再回到这一节圣经了，我就愿意提一点。
Right now, as we're sitting here, we can say, Lord Jesus, thank you for covering me with your blood. And when we do that, it even covers any sins that we might be ignorant of this morning.
当我们坐在这边，当我们对主说，求主的宝血来遮盖我们的罪的话，他的宝血也遮盖了我们一些我们自己还不知道的罪。
This is why I think that men like Daniel, who prayed three times a day, morning, noon, and night, I think this little part was included in their prayer to cover any sins of ignorance.
那个就像但以理，他一天三次祈祷，他早上、中午、下午。都在都祈祷，那他这样子就也遮盖了他一些无知的过错。
It's a wonderful habit, brothers and sisters, when we wake up in the morning to just confess, Lord, if anything, even in my dreams, that was not pleasing to you crept into my life during the night, I confess that and put it under your blood.
当我们早上一张开眼睛时，我们就起来祷告，承认说，即使在我们梦里面的一些不讨主喜悦的事情，也求主的宝血来遮盖。
If you're of the Western Hemisphere or particularly the United States, you have to have a couple cups of coffee to clear the fog. If you're the Eastern, it's a couple cups of tea.
若是你在是西半球的人的话，你早上起来需要一些要咖啡来提神。那若是东方人的话，就是要用喝几杯茶来提神。
But what a better way when we're laying there just before we even get up to start by confession and praising the Lord and allowing the Holy Spirit then to come in and to clear out the deadening or the weakness of the night.
那更好的岂不是当我们还躺在床上甚至还没有起来以前，我们就向主发出祷告，先求承认自己的过错，并且赞美他，让圣灵包围着我们。
Okay, let's read the 12th, the 13th, and the 14th verse.
那我们再读12 13 14节。
Not with the blood of goats and calves, but with his own blood, he entered the most holy place, once and for all, having obtained eternal, forever and ever, redemption. For if the blood of bulls and goats and ashes of a heifer, sprinkling the unclean, satisfies for the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God.
并且不用山羊和牛犊的血，乃用自己的血只一次进入圣所，成了永远赎罪的事。若山羊和公牛的血，并母牛犊的灰洒在不洁的人身上，尚且叫人成圣，身体洁净，何况基督借着永远的灵将自己无瑕无疵献给神，他的血岂不更能洗净你们的心，除去你们的死刑，使你们侍奉那永生神吗？
In the Old Testament, we see this constant offering of a lamb or a bullock on the altar.
在旧约的时候，我们一直看到他们要献山羊和公牛的血。
I think everyone in here in this room understands that offering represented the Lord Jesus.
那我相信在座的人都明白说那样子的献祭就代表主耶稣。
Specifically that lamb offering.
特别说到那个羊的献祭。
In the Old Testament, when they looked at that lamb, the priest saw the Lord Jesus.
在旧约时候，他们这样子看献山羊的时候，那个祭司他就看见是主耶稣。
We live today in the day of a fax. That lamb was a fax.
我们今天是活在一个要讲到事实的社会里面，那个山羊就是一个。
It was a facsimile.
Oh, fax.
Fax.
Oh, 这是一个传真。
It was a facsimile. It was a picture.Of the real thing, the Lord Jesus.
那个就是一个真实事实的一个影像。
And so really, when they put their hand on that or looked at that altar, they saw the Lord Jesus.
当他把手放在那个祭坛上的时候，他们就看到主耶稣。
And the people would start praising the Lord.
那人们就开始赞美神。
They'd say, "Thank you, I am free."
那他们就感谢说，因为他已经自由了。
And immediately what would happen is that the Holy Spirit then could come into the people.
那立刻这个圣灵就进入到人的灵里。
See, the problem with us brothers and sisters is that there's really no room for the Lord Jesus.
那我们今天的问题就是在我们里面是没有空位留给主耶稣。
We're all filled up.
我们都是满着的。
What are we filled up with?
那我们是充满了什么东西呢？
Self.
自己。
Sin.
罪恶
in the world.
还有世界。
And God can't get in. In fact, you know what Jesus says to the Laodicean church? He says, I stand on the outside of the door and I knock.
这样子主耶稣就不能进来，就像主耶稣对老底家教会说，我站在门口向叩门。
But blood, as we're going to see in just a few minutes, blood empties sin.
那这个宝血就就洗净我们的罪。
It cleanses sin.
洗干洁净我们的罪，并且把它使它倒空。
Just as a review for all of us, sin is simply I am my own God.
罪其实就是说我就是我自己的神。
So I am completely filled up, and there's no way that God can get in. He's on the outside.
我们让这样的思想完全充满自己，所以神进不来。
I think what would really help us this morning, it helped me this week as I was thinking of this chapter, to do just a little study on the word blood, since It is the center focus of the 9th and the 10th chapter.
今天早上若是我们专注在就是在研读这个血这个字上的话能够帮助我们。
One of the enemy's tricks is always to get us to go to that, want to go to deeper things.
撒旦就是他的一个诡计就是要我们进到更深要想到更深一层的事。
I remember my good football coaches, the first week we didn't see a football.
我记得我的那个足球教练在第一个礼拜没有让我们看任何足球。
When are we going to get a football? When are we going to start playing football?
那我们怎么能够我们什么时候要开始打球呢
We're getting tired of blocking and tackling.
我们不喜欢只是在练习防守。
We're tired of running all the time.
我们也已经每天只是跑来跑去也觉得很累了。
I think we were in basic training in the army for a whole month before we got to see a rifle.
我们在军队里面的时候我们受了一个月的基本训练才看到我们的枪。
We always want to skip phase one and two and we want to get to the deeper thing.
我们总是喜欢越过第一层跟第二层想要看到更深一层。
The blood is the foundation of our faith.
宝血就是我们信心的一个根基。
The only way we could sing that last song that Brother Oliver suggested about the Godhead is because we first of all went through the table, the blood, to get to the Holy of Holies.
我们今天擘饼的时候之所以能够唱最后一首是彭弟兄写的最后一首是那荣耀荣耀归给神就是因为我们先经过了这些宝血还有主的桌子。
In fact, there's really an order that we should consider when we come around the Lord's table.
当我们来到主的桌子面前的时候 是有个次序的。
The first part of the Lord's table is to focus 100% on the Lord Jesus.
在开始的时候我们要百分之百的注视着主耶稣。
And after we've taken the bread, after we have drank the cup, then we can focus on the Father.
当我们吃喝之后我们就能够再注视到父神。
But the foundation is, first of all, the blood of the Lord Jesus.
那主耶稣基督的宝血就是我们的根基。
Often we're concerned about our ministry.
常常我们是想到我们的执事我们的服事。
But we really not allow the blood of the Lord Jesus to cleanse us daily and keep us in the holy place.
我们却忽略了没有让主的宝血天天来洁净我们保持我们在一个圣洁的地位上。
What was the first thing that the priest had to do with the tabernacle when it was first dedicated?
当他们殿的时候那个祭司要先做什么事
For God to come down out of heaven to present himself, what had to be done?
要让神的同在临到他们要先做什么
What was that, Sister White?
Sprinkle the blood.
Sprinkle blood on everything.
他们要
Almost carelessly, just went around and made sure there was blood on everything.
他们要将血洒在每一个物件上。
There had to be a holy place.
必须要成为一个圣洁的地方。
And the same thing within our life. If the Lord is going to begin to influence our speaking, influence our personality, influence our wisdom, influence our health, there has to be purity first of all.
若是神要先要来影响到我们的言语，我们的整个个性，还有我们甚至我们的健康，他必须要先得到一个洁净。
One of the lessons that Anne and I have learned this last 2 months regarding her health was the importance of purification precedes health.
在过去两个月，四十年和我们学到一件事情，在关于她的健康上面，就是我们必须要先洁净自己，才有健康。
There's a couple, two or three things we usually do if we're sick.
若是当我们生病的时候我们常常会做几件事情。
Number one, we immediately begin to worry.
第一件事我们就是很担心。
If we're not the worrying type, we run to see the doctor.
若是我们不是那种很会担心的人我们就赶快去看医生。
And we fail to say, God, What are you trying to teach me?
我们常常却没有来到神面前对他说 主啊你要在这件事情上教导我什么。
Anytime there is a difficulty, a pressure in our lives, we are first of all to get before the Lord and to make sure that we are pure.
当我们在我们生活中遇到一些有压力或遇到一些困难的时候，我们就应该来到神面前，要先得到这个洁净。
Only when we are pure and clean will he begin then to reveal his purpose and his plan, and secondly, give relief.
只有当我们先洁净自己，来到他面前以后，然后他就会先告诉我们他的旨意是什么，然后再来他就会让我们得到释放。
In the next few minutes, we're going to look at a few verses in the New Testament that relate to blood.
在我们再下去，我们就要花一些时间看看在新约里面讲到有关宝血的事情。
To give us a little background and an understanding for both this 9th and this 10th chapter.
就给我们让我们有一些背景，能够了解第九章和第十章。
I can only speak for myself, but I think that none of us have come into the experience, the reality of what the blood can do for our life each day. And it already has done it, but we need to come into the reality of it.
我想我们常常忽略到没有看见说宝血能够在我们生活中实际上做什么事情。当然宝血已经完成了它的工作，但是我们却常常没有看见它。
To save time, I'm not going to have us look up this first verse, John 1:29. But John the Baptist understood the blood of the Lamb.
在约翰福音一章里面，那个约翰就让我们看见他明白这个宝血的功效。
When he saw Jesus coming, he says, "Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world."
他看到主耶稣。看到耶稣来到他那里，他就说：“看哪，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。”
Brothers and sisters, we have a problem, and that is we love to sin.
弟兄姊妹，我们有一个问题，就是我们是喜欢罪恶的。
And when I refer to sin, I'm looking at that definition. We love to be our own God.
当我说到罪的时候，我是说到罪的那个定义，就是
We love to make decisions every day on our own.
我们喜欢成为我们自己的神，为自己决定事情。
But John recognized, "Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world."
但是约翰看见的却说，他说：“看哪，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽。”
Blood is the only thing that can take away the sin of the world.
宝血是唯一能够除去世人罪孽。
And brothers and sisters, we'll do anything that we possibly can not to use that blood.
但是我们经常却是能够尽我们所能的不来使用这个宝血。
We will feel miserable and yet we will put on a big smile telling in the world around, especially if it's in church, that we feel fine.
虽然我们觉得很难过，但是我们在教会里面或在外面却带着一个微笑跟人家说我们很好。
Good personality does not take away sin.
好的个性并不能够除去罪孽。
We can't learn a way to take away sin.
我们也不能够学习一个什么方法来除去罪孽。
It only comes by saying, I am my own God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you have forgiven me and the blood of that Lord Jesus.Cleanses me from that sin, that unrighteousness.
只有来到主耶稣面前，感谢他的宝血已经除去我们的罪孽。
Let's look at Acts 20.
让我们来看《使徒行传》第二十章。
And the 28th verse.
第二十八节。
Therefore, take heed to yourselves and to all the flock among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers to shepherd the church of God.Which he purchased with his own blood.
圣灵令你们做全群的监督，你们就当为自己谨慎，也为全群谨慎，牧养神的教会，就是他用自己血所买来的。
How is the church of God going to be built?
神的教会要怎么样建立起来呢
？Through blood.
就是借着宝血。
Not through man.
并不是借着人。
Not through zealous people,
并不是一群借着一群热心的人
not through a hotshot choir director, music director,
并不是因着那个诗班的指挥
or executives that know how to organize.
或者是那些如何知道如何来管理的一些经理们。
The church begins to form when two or more people come together and say, "We need the blood of the Lord Jesus, and this church is going to be built. Your church is going to be built on blood."
教会乃是两三个人他们聚集在一起来跟对主说他们需要他的宝血来遮盖那这宝血就是这个教会的根基。
Go over one book to Romans 3.
罗马书三章。
25th verse.
二十五节。
Whom God set forth as a propitiation by his blood, through faith, to demonstrate his righteousness, because in his forbearance God has passed over the sins that were previously committed.
神设立耶稣做挽回祭，是凭着耶稣的血，借着人的信要显明神的义，因为他用忍耐的心宽容人先时所犯的罪。
So go back to that one. This is a hard word. I'm going to put it right.Propitiation.
挽回祭。
God is satisfied.
那神就满足了。
Nothing satisfies God.
没有一件事情能够满足神的心。
But the blood of his son.
只有他的儿子的宝血。
And here again is where we often as Christians make a mistake. We try to satisfy God with our works.
我们基督徒常常犯的一个过错就是我们想要用自己的行为来讨神的喜欢。
God forbid that anyone came this morning to try and satisfy God by showing up.
若是我们今天只是因着我们的出席要想讨神的喜悦的话这不行。
If you ever have that thought on Sunday morning, do yourself a favor and just sleep.
你在星期日早上有没有想过说睡觉算
It will not satisfy God. Only as we walk in here and say, by your blood, or can we even come before his presence.
只有借着主耶稣基督的宝血我们才能够来到 神的同在之中。
Often when we have the Lord's table, we read 1 Corinthians 11.
常常我们在波饼聚会的时候我们读那个哥林多前书十一章。
And half the verses there, when we talk about the table, have to deal with us being right.
那节圣经里面一半是要说到我们的心要对。
When we take the cup and our mind is on the Olympics, that is not concentrating.On the Father.
若是我们在那个用杯的时候，我们的脑子却想着奥运的事情，那这样子就不对。
Now, don't anyone feel guilty if your mind was wandering this morning.
但你若是你今天早上你的思想有曾经魂游。
Because
the 话，你们心里不要觉得很难过。
Was your mind wandering? Because.We have the blood to cover that right now.
我们就有主耶稣的宝血来遮盖。
Claiming the blood of the Lord Jesus is like breathing.
我们就好像我们要拿主耶稣的宝血，支取主耶稣宝血，就好像呼吸一样。
I don't think one person in this room decided. Well, yesterday I breathed several thousand times. Today I think I'll just forget it.
我想我们没有一个人会说，昨天我已经呼吸了好几千次，今天我不呼吸了。
We must spiritually breathe in the blood of the Lord Jesus, proclaim that, just like we do physical breath.
我们必须要在灵里面，吸入主耶稣。的宝血来支取它，就好像我们普通的呼吸一样。
So one of the things that the blood does, it satisfies God, it pacifies, it pleases God, it makes God happy.
这宝血就是让神的心得到满足，让神得到喜悦。
And let's turn over a chapter to Romans 5:9.
我们翻到罗马书五章九节。
Ninth verse, much more than having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him.
现在我们既靠着他的血称义，就 更要借着他免去神的愤怒。
I remember a long time ago learning this little phrase. It helped me understand justification, just as if I have not sinned.
有一段小小的话能够帮助我明白这称义的意思，就是像好像你没有犯罪一样。
But learning that definition of that word is not the answer.
对，就是只是明白这个话的意思，并没有什么。
When we have any doubt in our mind regarding our sin, we must just realize, yes, by His blood, I am justified. I am legally right.
若是我们有任何怀疑的时候，我们就必须说因着你的宝血，我们已经称义了，我们已经是对的。
When the court of heaven evaluates my situation, they say, not guilty, right.I am legally right.
在天堂的法庭，他要来审判我们的时候，他看着我们就会说我们是对的。
Now this sounds like something that probably everyone that's been going to Sunday school for many years said, "Well, I know that."
若是我们参加主日学很久的话，我们就说我已经知道了。
But I think everyone in this room has an experience, maybe even this last week, where you have thought of something a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago.That was a real heinous sin in your life.
我在座的人也许有没有经历到说在想你们也许想到过去几年以前所发生的一些事情犯罪。
And you might have even started to think about it for 5-10 minutes.
也许你已经想了五分钟到十分钟之久。
What's the answer?
那这答案是什么呢
？That's why we have to know this word justification. That's under the blood.
那我们就是那时候就是我们需要知道这称义的这个词的意思，就是我们是在宝血之下。
I'm justified.
我已经被称义了。
I am perfect before God.
我在神的面前是完全的。
I can stand before God and say, God, blood covered that thing.
我可以站在神的面前说，神他的宝血已经遮盖了那一件事情。
Satan spends much time accusing us.
撒旦花很多的时间来控告我们。
You know what Jesus says to the Father every time your name and my name is brought up?
你知道每一次你我的名字被提起来的时候，主耶稣对天父说什么呢
？Justified.
他就说称义了。
If Jesus is saying that, we need to say the same thing.
若是主耶稣是这样子说的话，我们也应该如此说。
And you know, brothers and sisters, if we understood this, it would really cut down on our criticism of other brothers and sisters.
若是我们真正的看见这一件事情的话，我们就会不再会批评弟兄姊妹。
Every brother and sister in this room, every brother and sister in the whole world right now is justified before God.
每一位在座的弟兄姊妹，全世界的每一位弟兄姊妹，在神的面前都是称义的。
Now all of us have sinned this week.
我们每一个人在这一个礼拜都犯罪了。
And all of us will probably sin this coming week.
那在未来的一周，我们也都会犯罪。
But through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, we are justified.
但是借着主耶稣基督的宝血，我们今天已经称义了。
And every time we claim the blood, we are perfect before God.
每一次我们支取主耶稣的宝血，我们在神的面前就是完全的。
That's the introduction, but our time is up, so we will close there.
这是我们的一个开头的介绍，但是我们的时间已经到了，所以我们就停在这里。
Father, this morning we thank you for your blood.
亲爱的天父，今天我们感谢你的宝血。
Thank you, though we're unworthy, you are worthy.
虽然我们是不配，但是你是配。
Your son was worthy and satisfied your heart.
你的儿子是配，他满足了你的心。
And we can be perfect in your presence right now.
我们在你的面前也可以成为完全。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
奉主耶稣基督的名 ，Amen.